Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive. It is NFL Friday. It is a football Friday. It is a stretch run in baseball. Playoff push Friday for the Cleveland Guardians. Hell of a weekend ahead of us, although no Ohio State football. But that open, courtesy of Guardians TV and Jake Murrin on the board.
Yes.
We've also got the Milkman, Anthony Allant on 2020s, helping us out with some producing today as well. Happy Friday, JP.
Hello. Happy Friday to yourself.
I would like to say that it's a happier Friday because we did not do what we did last week with the Ravens game, with this Packers game, where we talked about it so much. By the end, it felt like a funeral dirge to Sunday. I think we've talked about the right amount. Today, we've got the right amount on the docket. I think we avoided some of the pitfalls of last week going into this game.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we barely even have talked about the Packers in many sense. Like, we had a guest on yesterday. We had John Kuhn on. But, like, outside of that, like, we've barely tapped into this game.
Yeah, and I have been on two different Milwaukee stations in the last 24 hours.
They do have, like, four for some reason. I don't know why they have, like, four Milwaukee stations, but they do.
But I was on there. And it's interesting because, you know, they're like, it's behind enemy lines. That's how they're like propping up the segment. It's like, what are we doing here, guys? You guys might be going to the Super Bowl and we haven't come close to winning in 2 weeks. I don't know what we're doing here.
Well, so I do wonder if we're going to be singing a little bit of a role reversal relative to what we were last week. You know, last week I had made the case, and I'm going to do Where I Was Right Radio. I correctly made the case that I thought Baltimore in the second half of that game was going to really try to put an emphasis based off what happened in week one in that Bills game. And then we've had multiple Ravens players come out since that game and be like, yeah, we had the added emphasis. We had to look different in the second half, and we had to do what we had to do. And so there was a point there. We got into that last week. It played out perfectly to script there. But in this role reversal, I feel like this week I'm going to be the one saying, maybe the Browns are a little bit closer to the Packers in this one. Not saying they win, but I feel like this game's going to be closer, right? The early read on yourself here, you really think highly of this Packers team.
I do, but I actually agree with you.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, like it's funny. I do think the Packers are going to win, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Browns did. And I think from the fan side of things, if we take the analyst cap off, and here's the fan cap, you promised me competition. You promised me competitive. You didn't promise me wins. You didn't promise me the playoffs like last year. But you did promise a competitive fire. That's what this week is for me. That's a really good team out there. They got a couple things going on with them that might make it a little easier to hang with them. So go out there and show me that Baltimore wasn't the beginning of the end and that you can get on the right side of this. And I'm talking about competitiveness, not just winning.
I just look at the strengths. Like if the strength of the Packers is their defense, okay, we didn't have much of an offense already. We're just going defense for defense here. I think the Browns' defense against Jordan Love can have a really nice day, all things considered. Myles Garrett against, they don't even know who the right tackle is going to be. Every other day it changes to Anthony Belton to this, to what's his last name? Tom? Oh, Zach Tom, the fourth round pick. Like, it keeps rotating day in, day out. They don't know who's going to actually do the right tackle duty over there. What I do know is if you don't know who your right tackle is and you're taking on Myles Garrett, typically that doesn't work out well for you.
Yeah, I look at it like, one, I think this is going to be a really nice defensive matchup. And two, I think this game comes down to, or the competitiveness of this game comes down to, can you stop turning the ball over? And there's no reason they can't, right? Like, Joe Flacco has gone on times where he's limited his turnovers, right? Or he's minimized the bad turnovers is maybe the better way to put that.
Yeah.
If you just do that, like, you had 21 points on turnovers last week, two of them on offense and obviously the blocked punt. That game's a 20-17 game. If you just don't,
well, and so
if you just don't have those heinous turnovers.
That's the hard part here, is that Stefanski all offseason, and he's just preached to us winning the turnover battle, which is, I was thinking about this last night, because the Bills in their win last night, Nick, they've now won the turnover battle 25 straight games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, yeah, that's an easy recipe to winning games. You win the turnover battle, you're going to win a lot of games, right? It's like, I get why Stefanski's preaching that, but then it also then kind of feels like if Stefanski was like, you know how I'm going to make you a success in life? Start with $1 billion. It's like, oh yeah, oh really? Is that how? Is that like, it's as simple as that, right? Just be a billionaire and we'll be successful. Okay, great. Like getting to that spot is tough. But for this week, if Flacco limits the turnovers and you do win the turnover battle, then yeah, they'll be in it.
And I think that's kind of the missing part of this. Joe can have one more turnover for every turnover you get from Green Bay.
But they got to get turnovers. Yeah. That's the point. Like,
and that's just been the thing the defense has not done consistently.
Yeah, they don't have a single turnover yet this year. They only had 4 interceptions all of last season. Like, it's so incredibly hard to have that few amount of interceptions in a full season. Like, they have to, the defense can do as much as they want to in stopping the run and being as great as they have been in certain third down situations. The numbers are crazy for what they've done this year. But you got to get the turnovers.
And I just, in hearing a lot of people, a lot of really smart football people, and reporters and analysts and all this stuff analyze the Browns, there's been this idea of, well, it doesn't matter how it looks because you knew what the season was going to be. And I say to hell with that. And what I mean by that is, I've said I just want them to be the most competitive 4-13 team. But if you're a 6-11 team, I want you to be the most competitive 6-11 team. I want you to show me, for Kevin Stefanski and that coaching staff, for those players, show me that the wheels won't come off on this. Mm-hmm. And that every week I'm getting some real fire and real fight out of you. And, like, that's what pissed me off so much about the Baltimore game. And so for this game, like, no, I'm not accepting that the Browns are just, they're just going to be put on this pedestal. They're a sacrifice to the football gods for the Green Bay Packers on their way to a championship. I care how it looks. If you're going to be 4-13, I understand that some people are just out altogether. No, hell with that. Like, give me a reason to come back next week. Like, maybe it was fait accompli that you'll go anywhere from 0-6 to 2-4 in the first 6 games because the schedule's tough. But how it looks truly does matter, because we're in the time of the season where you should be getting the best from the Browns on any given Sunday, given their health, given that it's early in the season, given that we're still in the part of the season where from week to week you should be able to show me leaps and bounds, or at least some growth somewhere on this team. Go out and do it, because that's what I'm not accepting the, well, they're probably going to lose by 8 points. It might happen that way. But no, this is a golden opportunity for this team against a team that people will take notice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're never having the Packers stock higher than what it currently is right now. 2 big wins to start the season. Rashid Walker, their left tackle, is saying they're going to go undefeated this year. Like, they're getting more praise than I've ever seen the Packers get praise in the Jordan Love era, okay? Like, people are buying into what this is. And so if you go in there and just, I'm telling you, I'm not saying competitive is the win, but there's no reason why you can't be competitive in this game.
So I think there is. So this is where you've made such a great point there. I think this is a way to think about it. I'm not accepting silver linings. That's not what I'm doing. But if you go in thinking they shouldn't win this game, then you can't throw a hissy fit if they don't win, right? But if you go in saying, I think they're going to be competitive and I expect them to be competitive, and then they get blown out, like, I think that's a much more, every week that should be the expectation. For a team in transition, for a team where I don't think the quarterback fits your system right now, and I think we're all just We're holding time. We're holding until we can find the right spot to put Dylan Gabriel in. I've become convinced of that with the way they're treating Joe Flacco to start the season, with a defense that has some dominant parts and some weak parts. That nickel corner is a real situation. Just the depth at corner in general. Still got some safety issues. Still have a lot of young linebackers. Like, the strength of your team has some...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Issues to it. So I'm not going to expect you to win every week until you show me that you can win a game this year. But I don't love this idea from a lot of people in the media that it's just... well, it's probably going to be a slaughter on Sunday. No. No, that to me is too fatalist. That's too cynical. This is the NFL, and this should be a game right. And by the way, we've mentioned matchup reasons. There's some more path to victory here. That's where my head's at on Sunday. Go out there. Let's play them close, because if you play them close, you get a chance to win.
That's the thing, is I can find some avenues in my head where the Browns actually do end up winning this game. Do I think it's going to happen? No, but I can see the roadmaps, and I feel like for a lot of fans right now, you're just so down and out about this team, you can't even envision the idea that Joe Flacco against a very good Green Bay defense would be able to light it up, or be able to throw for 300 yards, or would be able to have a game that we've seen him have before. It's on the table, but you mix that with this Browns defense that has been the only defense right now I consider to be better than the Packers defense. And yeah, you're in business.
Yeah, one of the things, and this is going to feel like the softest defense of the Browns offense I could come up with, but I promise you there's some truth here. It doesn't take much to be better than what you've been offensively.
Well, that's kind of where some of my optimism is coming from, is the idea that the Packers' secret sauce is that defense. And it's like, well, all right. What are you going to do, hold us to 16 points?
Yeah.
Like the Bengals have done, like the Ravens did. Like, that's not, like, I'm expecting that almost. But the turnaround there is, I actually think this is a great game for the Browns defense to really showcase what they can do against Jordan Love in that run game of Green Bay.
I don't think your offensive line is this bad. I think your run game gave you some hope coming off last week. I do think Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman can get open. You do have two different fail safes in David Njoku and Harold Fannin. And I think if you tweak the calibrations on Joe Flacco the proper way, instead of just telling him what not to do and basically calling a game that tries to take him out of the equation, I think the only thing you're taking out of equation is big damn plays. There's a lot of there's a lot of upside there. And again, I think the best they'll be with Joe Flacco, I think the best they'll be is Joe is functional. But you haven't been functional.
Well, and functional against what this Browns defense can offer up against the Packers can be good enough. Like, that's the difference here. It can be good enough. And so, I don't know. I'm taking a glass half full approach to this week. I just see some angles that could be taken advantage of here.
216-474-0092. Are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday? I don't hear it as much from fans, although there's not a lot of chest pounding. But there's just a tone in the way our brethren here have talked about it that kind of... Not to not to make a pun here with Green Bay in town, but cheesed me off a little bit. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. Sam Bruckhouse, Assumer Sports. At 3, we got Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 today. And a lot of you guys, are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday? And when it comes to where the Browns need help, I think the Packers can actually provide you some of that help through no fault of their own. That's coming up. Nick, Jonathan, it's a football Friday. It's an F off Friday. Gonna have some fun here in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.